My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
It might be seen as self-centered, egotistical, arrogant even. Could be seen as brilliant. Danny, explain your situation you have coming up next Sunday.
So next Sunday, I have a birthday party to go to. And this birthday party is the child of one of my best friends. His name is Ryan. It is his second son. He's got two kids that are under 2 years older. His oldest one just turned two. First birthday party, day of the Browns season opener. Browns, Cowboys, I have to go to a one-year-old birthday party. Am I obligated to go to this because he's my best friend?
Time is the party.
I believe the party starts at 2. So, like, the party will be going on or is scheduled to
during
be going on.
Countdown to kickoff.
During countdown to kickoff.
You're asking, are you obligated to go to
the party? Do I have to be at this? Yes.
I think it's a good idea.
Why do you think it's a good idea?
Because I think it's a natural gathering place for all his friends to go and watch the game, and you can get two birds stone at once. You can watch the game at his house. He sees it all. The family's there. They get the birthday party out of the way. Doesn't have to upset anybody. You get to see the game afterwards. The kid's not going to be awake forever, so the kid's going to probably fall asleep after that. You're there for 2 hours, and all of a sudden you're there for the rest of the game. It's a good time. I say go.
Owen?
My first reaction was, it was totally ridiculous.
When you say best friend, is this like my best friend who we coach a football team together, we've known each other for 3 years? Or is this...
We do coach football together. I've known him since I was like 8 years old.
Okay,
I was the best man in his wedding. I'm very, very close with
this
person.
Obligated to go then.
You're best friends with your football coach?
I know you're not.
I'm not
anymore.
Trying to undermine and take a team
I'm
away
not
from
trying
him.
To undermine anybody. My
I know you're not after
my
that
guts
coup
anyway.
You pulled this week.
I did not try to pull any coup.
Yeah, And Bernie show up in football,
if
and you're not
you
trying to take over the program.
I got enough parents who want to talk to me about playing time and the whatnot. You think I want to go be a head coach of that? No. Nope.
Hey, I don't think you, if you don't, I don't think you pull the move.
No.
Ken also hates when you put your hand up for the fourth quarter, and what does his head coach like to do? Put the hand up for the fourth quarter?
He does not do that. He does not do that anymore after I made a big deal about it. I wasn't even there. Well, I wasn't there on Saturday. Maybe he's going to do it this Saturday.
No,
maybe he'll
do it
there else.
I think, Danny, unfortunately, I think you have to go to this thing. And I love your idea, Ken. I love your idea that, we'll just stay and get two birds stoned at once. Do you think the mother of these two children under two or just turned two and just turned one want a house full of people for a 4:25 kickoff? That means those kids are going to bed. Those kids will either be napping or going to bed. I'm assuming that the 2 p.m. thing is because that's when naps wake up.
Yeah.
I know you don't have any kids, so you haven't went through this. So you do have to kind of schedule things around when these, especially the young ones, are on their nap time, because you don't want to screw that up, because you mess up a nap period and you might as well just call it good night, Shirley. It's not happening. But But do you think that is going to be good for your friendship if you guys are staying around past, man, this is a bad spot.
How far away is it for you?
What's the drive?
It's in Parma, so it's not bad. It's 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, so you can be back in the friendly confines by kickoff.
The other problem is, that's fair if I don't want to stay for the game, if I want to get out of there. But the other problem is I live downtown.
Yeah.
So if I go to the suburbs before the game, I either have to be back at halftime or I can't come back until later.
I know the mayor of Parma.
That is a big...
You want me to have him declare a state of emergency?
The mayor of Parma knows this guy, too. Parma could be there for all I know.
Oh, jeez. Well, and now that's a horse of a different color.
Maybe you take the show on the road. You go to the birthday party. Then you go over to the first stop or the last stop, whichever one you want to be at on state road.
They got two stops.
Good old days.
What do you mean the good old days?
The good old days. Yeah.
Ain't got no kids. Have the good old days right now. The good
curl. Yeah, you have no kids. You're in the good old days.
I'm going to good old days. Good old days are sloppy bottoms.
Oh, there's a place called Good Old Days.
There's a bar called Good Old Days on State Road. Yeah.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Because I do think if I go, I have to stay for the whole game. Either I have to stay for the whole game or I have to leave in the second quarter so I get home at halftime.
Owen makes a hell of a point. I forgot about that. Yeah, I thought they'd go to bed at like 4. Like, no, no one's taking a nap at 4. They're waking up after. They're waking up at 2, so they're ready for it. Damn it, you're right. Nah, man.
And you're watching the game a bunch of people you're not used to watching the game with.
God. The observations.
How many of them are in sports media?
None of them are in sports
and
media.
How many of them know that you
say,
are in it?
All of them know
so
I am.
So guess what
in
you
it.
Have to do.
I will
you're
say
the yep, Danny Cunningham
he's right.
show.
He's right.
During the Browns season
and you're
going
to have to sit there and be nice about it. I do this all the time. I have to do this all the time. They're going to go, "Why aren't they running the ball with Nick Chubb?"
That's why I'm glad the Cavs don't play on Christmas Day anymore, cuz we don't have to do that stuff. That's why I'm glad the Browns don't play on Thanksgiving.
Why is it Nick Chubb in the game? And then you tell them why, and then 5 minutes, "Where's Nick Chubb? Where's Chubb? Why aren't they throwing it to Amari Cooper? Where's Brian Brennan?"
Does it make it better or worse that it is a big sports family? Like, the grandfather of...
If it's a big sports family, they wouldn't be doing it on a Sunday around 4:25 anyway.
So,
revoke it.
The media room in Berea is named after the grandfather of my best friend.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay, well, you didn't even tell me that.
No, well,
why are you not having the birthday party in the media room?
Yeah,
in Berea. No one's going to be there. They're all downtown.
And then, I don't know better than to have it even buttressing up next to
a Browns
game.
I almost said the F word on air.
Yeah, you almost did. Yeah, you almost did.
What is going on?
Happened during the Ohio State game on Saturday. They're playing Akron.
They're playing Akron.
No one has to pay attention to any of that.
We have a game on Saturday.
Ryan Day doesn't have to. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's at 1.
Have it at halftime. Have it during the Devil's Hour.
The child's
not
going to remember the first birthday party.
I know.
Have it during the Devil's Hour. Stop it.
I'm about halfway through.
Stop it. They don't know what that is. Stop telling people about small-town television shows with coaches. We're going to get nasty emails from people from Berlin Center. I'm telling you that right now. We're moving on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.